This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
For joining us tonight, this is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, Stuart, VK2BMX, and in engineering tonight is Izzy, VK2CAA. The weather here is fine with a bit of high cloud and a temperature of 23 degrees Celsius outside. Rainfall at VK2WI site over the last week was 46 millimetres and our transmitter status is all okay. In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, VK2WI News has now resumed both morning and evening news bulletins on Sunday. Morning bulletins will continue with a relay of WIA national news, the local news including news, features, weekend propagation report, club items and a summary of activities on the air. Evening news bulletins contain expanded club news, technical reports on propagation, along with news and technical features. Starting tonight is a new technical feature series about DMR, digital mobile radio, presented by Matt, VK2FLY. We would like to thank those members that have responded to our recent calls to volunteer. We still need further volunteers for the VK2WI roster and are also seeking expressions of interest from members interested in remote roles. Contact the office or news at arnsw.org.au for more information. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnewsouthwales.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And a reminder, HF Antenna Day. Starting our presentation program for 2024, members are invited to the first in the series of HF antenna presentations. It starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 25th of February, 2024, here at VK2WI Dural. This event will feature presentations of interest for all levels of expertise. It's a chance to gain insights into portable operation techniques, learn strategies to improve your home station setup, engage with practical demonstrations led by experienced operators, connects with specialists ready to provide assistance and advice. Reserve your spot by emailing events@arnsw.org.au. That's events@arnewsouthwales.org.au for a day of practical learning about the world of HF antennas from 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 25th of February. Advised by Al, VK2OK, Event Coordinator for AR New South Wales. AR New South Wales 2024 AGM. The 2024 AGM of Amateur Radio New South Wales will be a hybrid meeting, both online and here at VK2WI Dural on Saturday the 13th of April. At each AGM, either four or five board members stand down and are eligible for re-election depending on the year. To be eligible to be a board member, the Constitution requires that you have been a member of ARNSW for a minimum of the past three consecutive years, as must your proposer and seconder. As you are standing to become a board member of a registered company, you will be required to obtain a director ID upon election. if you don't already have one. This year, we have five board members standing down. While all are eligible for re-election, some may choose not to re-nominate. So if you are an eligible member, please consider nominating for the board. Bring your skills and passion for amateur radio to help ARNSW continue to evolve and grow into the future. There's a link to a nomination form on the homepage of the ARNSW website. Nominations close 42 days prior to the AGM at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 2nd of March 2024. This is also the closing date for notification of any special resolutions to be put to the members at the AGM. Note that if you are sending an item or nomination by mail, please post them in time to arrive by Friday, the 1st of March. 73 Eric, VK2VE, Secretary, Amateur Radio, New South Wales. Weekly solar and geophysical report for the period of the 2nd to the 8th of February. First, the summary of activities. Dates across the columns are the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th. 10 centimetre flux, 143, 156, 170, 173, 190, 188, 185. Fredericksburg in the A index is 3, 2, 5, 6, 8, 3 and 5. The Australian A index is 1, 1, 6, 7, 6, 3 and 3 estimated. T index 129, 147, 145, 148, 158, 142 and 159. Solar activity reached R1 warning levels on the 2nd with an M1.1 flare on the 4th with 7 M-class flares, on the 5th with 4 M-class flares and on the 6th with 3 M-class flares. The 7th reached R2 with an M5.1 flare at 0331 UTC and an M1.3 at 1805 UTC, and the 8th was at R1 with M4 class flares. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was mostly quiet, remaining below warning threshold. F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values, with some periods of enhancement, 15% to 20% on the 3rd, 15% during local night on the 5th, 15% throughout on the 6th, and enhancement of 15% during local night on the 7th and 8th. The forecast issue on the 9th of February through until the 15th, solar activity is expected to be R0 to R1 with a chance of R2. Geomagnetic should be at low to moderate levels. Maximum usable frequency should be near predicted with possible enhancements up to 15%. Data courtesy of the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Space Weather Summary for January 2024. Compiled with data from the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Solar activity in January occurred in three main clusters from the 1st to the 4th, with 5 R1 flares from the 10th to the 12th and 6 R1 flares, and from the 22nd to the 24th with 18 flares, the largest M5.1. An isolated M6.8 R2 solar flare was observed on the 29th, which was the biggest event of the month. No X-class or R3 solar flares were observed. The sunspot number was relatively high at the beginning of the month, decreasing towards the end. Numerous coronal mass ejections were observed, although none significantly Earth-directed. There were numerous filaments and prominent eruptions. Yeah, okay. Two solar radiation storms were observed in January. The first was from the 3rd to the 5th of January after an X5.1 flare on the 31st of December. Maximum PFU was 25. The second event occurred after the M6 flare on the 29th, resulting in S2 solar radiation storm conditions on the 29th and S1 on the 30th. Maximum PFU during this event was 137. There were no geomagnetic storms at G1 or above during January. The maximum planetary A index for the month was 9 on the 31st, and maximum Australian A index was 10 on the 3rd. Ionospheric conditions for HF radio communications were generally good, with only some minor degradations during local night hours. Maximum usable frequencies were generally near predicted, with enhanced periods of 25%. However, enhancements up to 45% were observed. Sporadic D was observed over the east coast of Australia most days during local night and dawn hours. Several minor shortwave fade-outs were observed on the 4th, 12th, 23rd and 24th and 29th. A significant fade-out was due to the M6R2 solar flare on the 29th that lasted several hours. Transpolar HF circuits may have experienced increased absorption due to the solar radiation storms on the 3rd to the 5th and the 29th to the 30th. Ionospheric scintillation was primarily observed over South America and Africa, with one brief scintillation event observed in Weipar on the 22nd. Australian T-index average for the month was 143.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
DMR, or Digital Mobile Radio, is a standard developed by the European Telecommunications Standards Institute. It's digital, obviously, but what exactly is DMR, and what are the benefits of the mode? In the commercial world, DMR was born from the need to fit more data into a smaller amount of radio bandwidth. Bandwidth costs money, and DMR channels are only 12.5 kHz wide, the same as narrow FM. However, with DMR, you can have three channels within the same spectrum bandwidth. In most cases, two of the channels are used to send digital voice, while the third channel is used for signalling and clocking, which are key components in digital communications. This feed of technology squeezes a clear voice channel into just 6.25 kHz of bandwidth, effectively doubling, and in the case of the amateur world, about 25 kHz FM, tripling the capacity. Let me explain. DMR uses a modulation of four-state frequency shift keying, or FSK. In simple terms, this means that the data, the digital ones and zeros, are converted into a mathematical code, which is transmitted using four frequencies or tones. These frequencies are transmitted via a modulator, which in many ways is very similar to how a modem transmitted data over phone lines in the days of analog telephone lines. At the receiving end, the demodulator converts the tones back into digital data. 4FSK can send data over the air at a rate that corresponds to 9600 bits per second. Sounds easy, right? But DMR has another trick up its sleeve. It uses TDMA, or Time Division Multiple Access. With TDMA, it can send 2FSK data streams together. Notice I didn't say at the same time. It splits the DMR channel into 30 millisecond cycles. Think of it like a lighthouse on the east coast of Australia. A ship down south can see the light as it points in their direction, but a ship to the north sees nothing until the light rotates northwards. This is how TDMA works. The receiving station, with its accurate clock, knows when the light should be facing north and when it should be facing south. With that information, it can determine its location relative to the lighthouse. In DMR, there is a single 4FSK data stream, but during the first 15 millisecond, bits are allocated to the first time slot, and during the second 15 milliseconds, they are allocated to the second time slot. This leaves 2450 bits per second after overhead for each voice channel. The explanation I've given here is intentionally simplistic. There's quite a bit more going on behind the scenes, but the foundation is all there. What we are left with is a type of modulation that gives us two 2.45 kHz data channels. That's just enough to encode high-quality voice using a mathematical code called a codec. More about that next time. Till then, this has been Matt, VK2FOI, for the VKDMR Network and ARNSW RadNet.
And we'll have part two on next week's VK2WI Evening News. Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
There's a time for everything, mostly when it's most inconvenient, like in the middle of a rare contact, or while you're running a pile-up like you've never done before, or while you're getting a multiplier during a contest. For 2 years, I've been using an antenna on my car that on occasion has the ability to remind you of its presence. In this case, there's a lead, a so-called wonder lead, that runs from the base of the antenna to one of the various connectors that are spaced along the length of the antenna. In case you're wondering, it's an Outbacker antenna, and it's the first antenna that actually worked on my car. This lead has two banana plugs on it, and those are connected to the lead with little screws, which have an uncanny ability to come loose when you least desire it. This ability of an item connected to your radio to make itself known to you is not limited to my wonder lead. I've seen the same behavior on microphone connectors, interface adapters, balance, speaker leads, power leads, and the like. Often you cobble together a quick fix and off you go again, doing what you were doing. Only the quick fix turns into the fix, and nothing is ever actually fixed. I've been to many shacks where a quick fix has been applied that lasted days, weeks, months, sometimes even years. But at some point it will fail again, perhaps with disastrous results, like letting the magic black smoke out of your radio. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, ask a friend. But the smell is memorable, and often there is a matching invoice to pay. During the week, I did something novel. I remembered the last quick fix I did, and instead of thinking, I should do something about that, I actually went to my car, got out the antenna, pulled off the wonder lead, and actually fixed it. That is, got out a proper screwdriver and actually tightened the screws. Mind you, as I'm thinking about it now, I have started to think about if I should solder the lead and remove the screws from the whole thing. I'll let you know how I go. The point I'm making, badly perhaps, is that the hobby we're engaged in, amateur radio, is about more than making contacts and building stuff. It's also about doing maintenance and thinking about how to make your station safer, more reliable, more usable, and fixing those niggling little things that will come and bite you at some point in the future. Before I go, I should anticipate some responses, which will be along the lines of, well, if it was a quick fix but it lasted for years, good for you. You're a better fixer than I am. For the rest of us, have a good look at your station and think about some quick fixes you've applied. I know I'd prefer to complete the QSO with that rare DX station rather than have them vanish and later learn that their microphone packed up mid-contact. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com, and you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com.
Weissen is supporting Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jog events throughout 2024. The next one is near Jervis Bay on Saturday. Operators are now being sought for the following event in the ACT on Sunday the 25th. The Memory Walks are great starter events for new or rusty Weissen members, as they take only a couple of hours. Weissen also provides the radios for these events, so you don't even need to bring your own gear. Why not give one a go? You'll find a link to the events list in the text edition of this news. To participate in any Weissen event, or just find out more about how you can use your amateur radio skills to benefit the community, you can email weissen.ops@vrarescue.org. That's weissen.ops@vrarescue.org. Weissenets take place every Sunday evening using FM voice, DMR, P25 or HF voice, depending on the week. All Weissen members and other amateurs are welcome to call in. Next Sunday, the 6 p.m. net will be on the Currajong 70-centimeter FM repeater, 439.825 megahertz and a 91.5 hertz tone, with net controller VK2WIB. And the 6:30 p.m. net will be on HF on or near 7110 kHz lower sideband. Net controller VK2WIZ will announce the call-in sequence and other information. WISA New South Wales is a support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales, specialising in tactical radio communications. In between activations, WISN supports local community events. These provide practical training for members and help raise the public profile of amateur radio. To find out more, check out the WISN New South Wales website at nsw.wisn.org.au. That's nsw.wisen.org.au. WISN is also on Facebook and on X. There you can find photos and information about recent and upcoming WISN activities. Links are in the text edition of this news. For information about other WISN groups around Australia, visit the web at wisen.org.au.
And now we're up to club news. This week we start with news from Westlakes Amateur Radio Club. This year is the 60th anniversary of Westlakes, and their first regular car boot sale for 2024 is coming up on Saturday the 24th of February. It's at the club grounds, 6A York Street, Turralba, starting at 8 a.m. You can set up a stall at no charge, but bring your own table. There will also be a barbecue and hot and cold drinks available, and a raffle as well. All are welcome. Westlakes has several on-air nets each week. Details are a little later on in this bulletin. Advised by Barry, VK2QG, for the Westlakes Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
And now we have news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The club's next Friday night get-together is at 7 p.m. this Friday the 19th at the SES building in Port Macquarie. A slightly smaller than usual group braved heavy rain to attend the coffee morning last Thursday, the 8th of February. The rain didn't last long enough, though, and the sun was out by the time everyone was ready to leave. The club's very popular 2024 calendar will be available at all upcoming club gatherings. The next Foundation Licence Training and Assessment Weekend will be held once the new arrangements with ACMA are in place. Candidates for the Foundation Licence and for assessments for all grades of licence should register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. There are two club nets each week. The midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access, and also on EchoLink as VK2 RPM-R. Members and visitors are encouraged to participate in the club on-air nets as often as possible. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The January 2024 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter Ox Sales is now online, and past issues are on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. From Henry, a VK2ZHE for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carrion are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. And as always, members and visitors are most welcome. At the VK2 RAG Somersby repeater site, the 6-metre repeater, D-Star, RadNet DMR and 2-metre EchoLink, 70 centimetre and 23 centimetres are all fully functional. The WISN UHF MMDVM is still having problems. The Somersby Web SDR is online at websdr.ccarc.org.au. It's configured to listen on 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres. The club's regular morning tea net is on at 10 a.m. on weekdays, and the weekly club net is on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Both club nets are on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone, and on the CCARC New South Wales and Ham Echo Link conferences. The Thursday evening net is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including information on upcoming social events and all the details we can't tell you about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone 02-43-402500, or social media. Search Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to like to follow for updates. 73 Allen, VK2MG, Publicity Officer, Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. The club's regular monthly meetings are on the first Friday of the month at 7:30 p.m. The next meeting is on the 1st of March at the club rooms, Form Moore Street, Glenbrook, in the Blue Mountains. Doors open at from 7 p.m. The club rooms are also open twice a month from about 10 a.m. on the mornings of the first and third Saturdays, unless otherwise noted on the club's Facebook page. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome. There are several weekly nets. We have details and activities on the air later in this bulletin, and the club is introducing two new net times. Mondays at 7:30 p.m. is a DMR net on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. On Sunday nights at 8 p.m, the net is on the club's 6-metre repeater on the first and third Sunday of the month, and on the 70-centimetre repeater on the second and fourth Sunday. The club's foundation classes resume in April, and upgrade classes start on the 21st of February and continue on Wednesday nights, both on Zoom and in person at the Glenbrook Club Rooms. With a 98% pass rate, the club's courses and exam days do fill up quickly. Please contact Club Secretary Irene at VK2VAN via email to secretary@bmark.org for class dates to register or for more information. More information about the club can be found on the website at www.bmarc.org. Advised by Stephen, a VK2TSG, President, Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. The text version of this bulletin will be available from Monday on the Amateur Radio New South Wales website. Also on this site you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz. The CCARC Morning Tea Net, weekdays from 10 a.m. on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and also on Echolink, Amateur Radio Central West Group. Lunchtime Net, 1 p.m. on VK2RCW.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club Net, 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen out for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, that's 147.1 with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on Echolink, VK2RGL-R. The Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz. The Amateur Radio Central West Group net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RCW. The Lightning Net is at 8pm on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG. The Haddock Net is at 8pm on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz. And the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net is at 8pm on VK2RBV, that's on 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. Other Waverley activities are online and on air. Check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 8pm on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC Net from 8pm on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net, 8pm on 146.8 MHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8.30pm on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9.30am, 7115 kHz. There's also 2 metre nets throughout the week. Check the website for details. The Hunter Radio Group net is at 7.30pm on 146.975 MHz and on EchoLink node 1474. At 8pm, there's the Haddock Net, 3608.5 kHz, the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net on VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Amateur Radio Central West Group Net on 3653 kHz. Then the Armadale and District Amateur Radio Club Net is at 8.30pm on 3633 kHz.
Thursdays, Illawarra Amateur Radio Society Net, 12pm, on VK2RMP on 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7.30pm on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on EchoLink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7.30pm on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. St George Amateur Radio Society, 8pm on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. CCARC Weekly Net from 8pm on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. And also on EchoLink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9am on 7106 kHz. The West Lakes Net, 9.30am, 7115 kHz. And the Amateur Radio Central West Group at 8pm, VK2RCW.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows Net, 6am on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9.30am on VK2RMP and VK2RUW. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7.30pm on Southeast Network, VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625, and EchoLink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8am, usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9am on VK2RPM, Wison New South Wales Nets, 6pm on Chatswood 2m or Currajong 70cm repeater, 6.30pm on DMR or HF, and 6.45pm on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WA. A WIA, that should be. A reminder that we are still seeking volunteers to continue regular news bulletins. We have places across a variety of roles, including many functions that can be done remotely. Inquiries can be made with the office or by email to news@arnsw.org.au. That's all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer has been Stuart, VK2BMX, and your engineer has been Izzy, VK2CAA. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society. on VK2RNC Newcastle. Paul, a VK2APA, is standing by. And on the Central Coast, Steve, a VK2SKC, will be taking callbacks on the 2-metre repeater at VK2RAG. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I will start with 20 metres, followed by 40 metres, 80 metres, 30 metres, and lastly 160 metres. In engineering, Izzy will take callbacks on 10 metres, VHF and UHF frequencies, and will advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.